In Geneva, delegates are debating what will become the first international treaty to fight smoking. At the so-called Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, 191 member states of the World Health Organization are trying to agree on proposals to reduce smoking-related deaths worldwide. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Observers say the negotiators are split into two camps. Poorer, undeveloped countries favor strong international controls on the tobacco industry. Industrialized states, like the United States and Japan, are seeking to balance trade interests and public health protections. Catherine Mulvey is in Geneva monitoring the talks. She's executive director of the corporate watchdog group, InFact.
The lines have really been drawn between wealthy countries that are home to tobacco transnationals and the rest of the world, and particularly those regions that are going to bear the brunt of the tobacco epidemic in coming years.
For example, African countries support broad global regulation of the tobacco industry, including higher taxes on cigarettes and a ban on tobacco advertising and sponsorships. But the U.S. delegation is concerned such mandates might violate U.S. law. Dr. Kenneth Bernard, an assistant surgeon general, is the chief delegate from the United States.
The position on advertising is fairly straightforward. We have substantial First Amendment issues related to a complete ban on advertising.
But Bernard says the U.S. can and does support some narrower controls, such as prohibiting ads that target minors.
What we're trying to do is take the strongest public health actions we possibly can and do those within the constitutional and legal requirements of the U.S. government.
That stance could weaken the global tobacco treaty, according to California Congressman Henry Waxman, the ranking Democrat on the Government Reform Committee.
We seem to be taking the interests of the tobacco companies to heart rather than the purpose of these negotiations, which is to try to discourage people from smoking all around the world.
Waxman sent a letter to President Bush last week accusing the administration of changing its position after receiving a memo from Philip Morris, the nation's top tobacco firm.
Philip Morris asked them for 11 changes, 11 points, and the administration is doing 10 of the 11 suggestions that Philip Morris wanted them to take, from opposing tobacco taxes to not trying to limit advertisements.
U.S. negotiators say their positions are not the product of tobacco industry influence. Dr. Bernard says delegates did get comments from tobacco companies as well as public health groups and government agencies.
It did not in any way affect our position other than getting a broad sense of what a wide variety of people in the United States might believe. And that's it. There was no influence whatsoever, as far as I can tell, over this issue.
Bernard says the U.S. delegation is taking the lead on some provisions of the treaty, from smuggling protections to a global ban on smoking in public places. Ultimately, he says, the negotiators want a document that has a chance of being ratified in this country and around the world. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.